Welcome to the Tuesday Talk Show with me, Lindsay Woods, and my guest, Dr. Bill Blanchett, internal medicine physician from Boulder, Colorado. Welcome, Dr. Blanchett.
Good evening, Lindsay. Always good to see you.
It's fabulous seeing you because we always talk about exciting things.
Exciting things, nothing but.
What Dr. Blanchett and I are going to talk tonight about is the very, very best New Year's resolution that you can make. And not only is it the very best on one level, and you're going to tell them what that level is, but it's the easiest resolution on the face of the earth to keep.
True enough, yes.
Right? And it is going to make you happy.
It should.
I think so. So let's not keep everybody in suspense, okay, Dr. Blanchett? What is the hands-down, bar none, best New Year's resolution that any American can make?
To make a decision to not have a heart attack this year by going out and getting your coronary calcium score now, figuring out what your risk is, mitigating the risk, and don't have the heart attack.
And when we say coronary calcium score,
right,
in shorthand, we're talking about
a heart scan.
Right.
Basically, heart attacks should be a discretionary disease. You can choose to have them. You can choose to not have them. Unfortunately, people who give us the protocols to how we do things, the East Coast geniuses in medicine, have really screwed this one up badly. And so instead of heart disease being something you can choose to have or choose not to have, which is what it should be, heart disease is the leading killer in this country by far, killing more people than all cancers combined plus accidents.
Exactly. And we departed last year on a very sad note. We had Alan Thicke drop dead of a surprise heart attack.
He did.
Then we had Carrie Fisher have an MI, which is a heart attack,
right,
on an airplane, no
right,
less. Then George Michael goes to bed and never wakes up. And then actually Debbie Reynolds, Carrie Fisher's mom, also died, and that was of a stroke, which is arteriosclerosis. That's atherosclerosis, same thing.
And I think with Alan Thicke, the official ruling now is he died from an aneurysm, which for all practical purposes is the same disease
right,
as coronary artery disease. It's slightly different, but it's the same disease. It's a disease that would have been discovered with a heart scan.
Exactly. And, you know, we all felt terrible when we heard about each one of those people. But you know what I think that we don't have a really good overall concept of is
that's right,
610,000 people die of heart disease every year.
That's right.
And these are, most of them are sudden death. That's 1,671 people a day, which figures out to one person every 50 seconds.
That's pretty amazing.
I know. Now, we got upset about Alan Thicke, Carrie Fisher, George Michael, and Debbie Reynolds, and appropriately so. But if you think about every 50 seconds, somebody is dying and there's a whole bunch of people being very saddened and very upset and a whole lot of lives are being impacted. And I have heard you say, actually you call heart disease the low-hanging fruit, meaning
this is not hard to prevent.
Yeah, it's easy to find and easy to prevent.
Right. Easy to treat.
Why, Dr. B, is this still happening?
Other perspective makers. Remember the Chilean miners that were trapped?
Yes.
33 Chilean miners trapped for 2 months and just everyone was like glued to their TV watching to see if we could rescue these 33 Chilean miners.
Yeah.
And then we did, and we were all exuberant with celebration. We saved 33 lives. During that same time frame, 60,000 Americans died from heart disease. 60,000 Americans died from heart disease while we were saving those 33 Chilean miners. And those 60,000 Americans didn't have to die from heart disease, a disease that can easily be identified. And the prevention of heart attacks is not hard. It's not complicated. It does not involve stents, does not involve bypasses. It involves some simple steps that all of us can do. And yet we saved 33 Chilean miners and we lost 60,000 Americans.
Right.
Every 2 months, the same number of Americans die from heart disease as died in the entire Vietnam conflict.
Wow.
It goes on and on. It's just, how can we ignore this? You know, how many children need to be made orphans? How many adult parents need to lose their grown children to heart disease? It doesn't have to happen. And we have the technology, we have the ability. It's not hard, it's not expensive. It will be phenomenal for this country if we could stop heart disease. And we can. Guess what? We can. We just can't do it relying on what Peter Libby from Harvard Medical Center, Steve Nissen from the Cleveland Clinic, Joe Lascalzo from Journal Circulation, Bono from Chicago tell us. They believe what we're doing currently is great. Let's use risk factors, which are terrible in identifying who's at risk for heart disease. Let's measure your cholesterol, which is useless in identifying your risk for heart disease. And then if we think you're at risk, let's put you on statin and call it done. Pitiful. Horrible. And the sad, sad thing is Peter Libby is not a stupid guy. Steve Nissen's not a stupid guy.
Yeah, none of them are. Right?
They have their own reasons for wanting to stay in the old protocols. They're making a ton of money off the old protocols. I mean, as tragic as it is, Harvard makes millions of dollars from people's heart disease. Cleveland Clinic makes hundreds of millions of dollars from people's heart disease. If they actually went down the pathways of preventing it, they would lose a lot of money. They can't afford that.
And the other thing that happens, you name some of the real luminary names in the cardiac industry in the United States. But what happens is their ideas and their words filter down to the level of the family practitioner in your town, USA. That family practitioner then passes Libby's information, just to pull one of them out, onto their patients, and everybody keeps dying of heart disease.
Right.
We don't make any impact.
You know, I don't completely take the individual doctor off the hook for responsibility, but I understand their dilemma. They are so busy. They don't have time to stay on top of the research, stay on top of the literature, and they have to rely on the titular experts like Peter Libby, Steve Nissen, Paul Ridker,
titular
Joel
experts?
Titular experts.
That's
yes.
Good.
And because they are supposed to be the wise people who give us guidance. And so you get the guidance from those folks. Great. I don't need to read the literature. I know what the protocol is. I got it. What's your cholesterol? You know?
Yeah.
How
yeah.
old are you? What's
yeah.
your gender?
Yeah.
And the problem is it works horribly. When you look at people who have heart attacks and then you calculate their risk factors, there's a beautiful study, 127,000 people presenting with heart attacks. 57% of them were considered low risk by conventional risk factors.
Like cholesterol numbers,
that's right.
Right?
So they had normal cholesterol, normal blood pressure. They didn't smoke. They didn't have diabetes. Therefore, they were low risk. Well, that's great. They were low risk. They still had heart attack. They would have had calcium. Their heart scan would have been positive. They'd have known they had disease. And then once Peter Libby and Steve Nissen calculate the risk based on these old useless risk factor calculators, they say, here's the solution. Take Lipitor.
Yeah, at 80 milligrams.
And what that does, it reduces your heart attack risk by 25%, reduces your risk of coronary death by 15% in 4 or 5 year studies. You take these studies out to 13 or 16 years, and the reduction in heart attack is 0 to 5%.
Wow.
So the good news, they're not toxic. They don't kill you. But if a 15% reduction in coronary death is your idea of the best we can do, you're wrong. We can do a lot better.
I'm hearing that we need to get this down to the grassroots, the people level, the patients, the people.
We can't ask the cardiology industry that makes $80 billion a year doing the wrong thing to stop doing the wrong thing and start doing the right thing and not make any money. It's irrational that we would ask the cardiovascular business to do that. They don't want to hear it. And so it's up to individuals who are concerned about their health, want to grow up, want to get old, want to
see their grandchildren
graduate high school,
yeah.
graduate college, want to enjoy their retirement. Those are the people who need to say, as Bernie Sanders would say, enough is enough. It's time for us to take responsibility for our own health and forget the geniuses at Harvard, Yale, and Cleveland Clinic. Let them, stew in their own juice. Let's do the right things for us. We can do that.
We can.